Miami's new baseball team is back to its old ways. With that story and more from WLRN Studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Only months after moving into a new $500 million baseball-only stadium in downtown Miami and promising to field a winner, the Marlins have once again dismantled their franchise. The team has dumped over $160 million in salaries by trading five more high-priced players now to the Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for prospects. Gone are all-star shortstop Jose Reyes, the team's ace pitcher Josh Johnson, left-handed starting pitcher Mark Burley, plus outfielder Emilio Bonifacio and catcher John Buck. In return, the Marlins will get seven players, including three minor league prospects whose names will be revealed later today when the trade is made official. The massive trade and payroll dump follows a familiar pattern for the two-time World Series champion Marlins, who had complained over the years that playing in a football venue at Sun Life Stadium was hampering their growth as a franchise, and they couldn't spend money. In anticipation of the move to Miami a year ago, the team spent nearly $200 million on free agents, also invested in manager Ozzie Guillen, but the plant backfired. The Marlins finished in last place, and they began dumping players mid-season, shipping star slugger Hanley Ramirez off to the Dodgers. Guillen was fired after the team finished in last place. The Marlins also suffered with attendance, drawing just 2.2 million fans to their new $515 million retractable roof stadium, but they had projected nearly 3 million. Florida's governor Rick Scott is dropping his staunch opposition to federal health care reform. Scott, who's a vocal critic of what he refers to as Obamacare, said yesterday that he wants to negotiate with the federal government in a way that could help families. Scott previously stated he would not go along with parts of health care reform that the state controls, but the governor said in the wake of the re-election of President Obama, he is now open to discussing it. States are supposed to tell the federal government by Friday if they intend to set up health insurance exchanges. Meanwhile, the governor's mother, Esther Scott, died yesterday in her hometown of Kansas City, Missouri. Mrs. Scott was introduced to Floridians as part of his successful Maverick bid in 2010 for governor, appearing in TV commercials calling her son a good boy. Esther Scott was 84. After spending 2 weeks working to get power back on for Hurricane Sandy victims in the Northeast, hundreds of Florida power and light workers are heading back home. Days before the storm made landfall, more than 1,000 FPL staffers and contractors headed north to assist 11 power companies. FPL spokesman Dave McDermott says getting the workers home is like moving a small army.
Most of the crews travel in pods, and that can be groups of approximately 15 to 20 trucks at a time. Their departure is staggered so as they don't have a major impact on the businesses, restaurants, and other services they have need for as they head south.
Hurricane Sandy left at least 85 people dead and about 7 million people without power from Virginia to New Jersey. A few days after the hurricane, restoration efforts in the Northeast were further hampered when a nor'easter dumped snow in the region and brought down more power lines. But 125 FPL workers are staying behind in the Northeast to help homes and businesses still without power. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.